Okay, gentlemen, I wanted to touch up a point that was made by Rav Katz yesterday. Wanted to clarify. So yesterday, we spent some time suggesting that the Shita of Rashi, of Ehei Nas and Lo'av, and the language of the Me'iri, which speaks about the Beis Din functioning as Avosav, as the father. So maybe that's an operation. What's going on over here is a halacha of apotropos. And we saw that apotropos, according to the Ramban, in Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Beis, is a halacha of Zochin La'adam Shel Befanav. And in the case we have not an absolute schus, but there's a schus with perhaps a subjective chova, so apotropos can kick in and tell you that even though it's not a classic case of Zochin, apotropos will work, and lechora that's based on a pasuk, and it's a din d'oraisa. So, and that's what we suggested in Rashi yesterday, and that would seemingly conflict with the Rashi that Yona, could you close the window because of bugs, please? That might conflict with the Rashi of Magoba Yan Kosher, which suggests this gair is only gair's drabon. So, what is it? There's mixed evidence in Rashi based on yesterday's shir, is the gair's d'oraisa or drabon. So, I saw in a sefer written by Rav Yaakov Ariel, who is a Rosh Yeshiva of the Hesder Yeshiva in Tel Aviv, the Rav HaRashi of Tel Aviv, of the city of Tel Aviv. So he suggests the following idea. He says, maybe Rashi has another Gemara in mind. And the other Gemara that he is focusing on is the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is talking about the prohibition of Yayin Nesach. And when it comes to a person who is in a state of conversion, so does the wine that he touches, is that called Yayin Nesach? And here there's a shita of Shmuel. Towards the bottom of the Gemara, says, Amar Shmuel halokech avadim min ha'ovdei kochavim. If you purchase an eved from Goyim, afal pisha malu v'tavlu, even though they engaged in Mila and Tvila. So do they have a quasi Kedushas Yisrael? They do. They have a Kedushas Yisrael. Are they chayv in mitzvahs?
Yes.
They're chayv in mitzvahs. Shmuel says, nevertheless, osin yayin nesech, ad shetishka avodas kochav mipia. Until when they touch yayin nesech, if they touch yayin, it's still yayin nesech, until ad shetishka avodas kochav mipia. Once they lose their historic connection to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, and how long does that take? And the Gemara answers, 12 months. So 12 months, like it takes you to get the Avodah Zarah out of your system, and then if he touches, if this Eved Ovid Kochav that touched what? That touched Yayin Nesach, so for the first 12 months, it's still Yayin Nesach. After that, we're good to go. So if you turn the page, which you don't have, but I have, Tos is over here, asks the following question. Is this halacha only by avadim, or what about a regular ger? A regular ger converts to Judaism. He's 20 years old, he converts to Judaism. So do we assume that for the first year after the Milan Tvila, if he touches Yayin, it becomes Nayin Nesach until he's got the Avodah Zarah out of his system? Do we have such halacha? So says Tosis, Omeri, Dafka ba'avadim. This is only true by avadim. Amrina achatishke. They're doing this volitionally. Nevertheless, by an eved, emas rabo alav. What does emas rabo alav mean? He still has like the authority of his master over him, and therefore eino misgayer belev shalom. So his geirus is still what? It's like a half-hearted geirus. It's not belev shalem. Aval oved kochavim shemalim v'tayvim mirtzonam uledatam nishtaka shom avodas kochav mipia miyad umuter magon miyayin miyad. But if you have a regular guy who converts to Judaism without emas rabo olav, so then says Tos, we assume that right away, once he converts, his magoa biyayin is fine. He doesn't have to wait that 12-month period. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Zayin. So why? How might you argue that Rashi holds the Geirus is Geirus d'oraisa, but comes along Rashi in the sugya in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph and says, "I want you to know, Mago'o Bayayin is kosher. He's a full blown Jew. He's a full blown Jew." And let me give you the nafkamina. The nafkamina is Mago'o Bayayin is kosher. Hey Naslo Av, are you ger al yadayim? Why is Rashi focusing on a din d'rabbanan? What might Rashi be mechadish? Aaron, you have an answer?
I have a question.
Judy, you have an answer? What do you mean it's coming to exclude
Shmuel?
Why? What might you analogize this gear cut into? Is he like the Eved, or like a Ben Chorin who goes ahead and converts? So maybe he's like the Eved. Why might he be like the Eved? Because he's not converting Midaito. So therefore, if he's not converting Midaito, maybe the vestiges of Avodah Zarah are still with him, and how long would he need before he becomes a full-blown? Yeah, maybe he's 12 months. Actually, Tishka Be'er Kedushas Yisroel. Kol Mashmalon. So Rashi's telling you, not like Shmuel. Has nothing to do with the Shaila of Doraisa, Drabbanan, the Geiris is Doraisa. But nevertheless, La'afuke Mishita Shmuel. Because he maybe, you'd argue, is like the Eved Kanani who converts, and he has Emas Rabo Lov. He's not doing so Midaito. So Rashi's being Machadesh, that Mago'o Bayayin is kosher, because who's converting him? Bezdin. Is Bezdin like the Odon of an Eved, or like a father? So it's Harehein Ka'av, Apotropos. There's no Amas Odon Olav. It's a father. And as a result, it's a full-blown Geiris, Nafkamina, Mago'o Bayayin kosher. Great pshat. Great pshat. Magnificent pshat. Love the pshat. As Shekhar Rav Katz, I would not have done that at all had you not raised the question. So, yes, Shekhar. Any questions? Yes, Aaron.
Does that mean Eved Kanani touches wine, he wouldn't be able to drink the wine he touched?
That, according to Shmuel, yes. Yes, that's correct.
So you could never drink
wine. For a year, according to Shmuel. Okay, can we go weiter? Okay, weiter in Shas. Next sugya. So now the Gemara says, we have Rav Yehuna's halacha. Rav Yehuna says, Garkat not binos al das bezn. I'm Rav Yosef, higdilu yechaylem limchos. So first of all, on what is Rav Yosef going on? So both Rashi and the Ritva point out, Rav Yosef could be the standalone statement. It could be this bare standalone statement, and going back to Ger Katnat Bimosad Az Bezdin, comes along the Rashi and the Ritva, and they both maintain that what does it mean? What is Rav Yosef saying? It doesn't matter whether you're Mat Bimosad Az Bezdin, or even if you convert it together with your family, with your father, you still have an opt out right when it comes to. When it comes to Higdilu. When it comes to Higdilu Yecholim Limchos, if you take a look at Rashi, Yecholim Limchos, Velomar, you could say, E.F. Shein Olios Geirim, we don't have to Geirim anymore. Vechoz Ran Lasuran, and they go back to what they were before. Ve'en Lanu Lo Anshu Bebezna, Afili Yedein Itzkiva, Vim Kidesh Isha Misha Micha, Ein Tzrich, Im Kidesh Isha Misha Micha, Ein Tzrich Oget, Lios Kisra Mumar. In other words, what's the status according to Rashi, when he opts out, it means Lamafreya he was never a Jew. So if he married a Jewess in the interim, or if she became married, what's her status? Does she need a get?
No.
She doesn't need a get. Why does she need a get? Because she was never married. She was not Jewish. It was not a bona fide ishus. Okay, that is the position of Rav Yosef. Higdilu yecholim limchos. The Gemara then says, really? And it has a shock of Italia, Kashav Rava, Kashav Abai. Rava Abai asks, really? So let's say she got married. And then she got divorced at the age of 10. Got married at 6, divorced at 10. So what's she entitled to? A ksuva. You're going to give her a ksuva at the age of 12. She says, I'm out. Is a Gentile required to receive a ksuba? No. So now we just gave this Gentile a ksuba. Like, if Rabbi Yosef is correct, then we're giving Gentiles ksubas. We shouldn't do that. So one way to learn Abai is, therefore Abai says Rabbi Yosef is not correct. And now Rabbi Yosef says, no, I'm correct still. I'm good. Lichi gadla. And when are you going to give her the ksuba? You're not going to give her the ksuba at age 10. When are you going to give her a ksuba? If she doesn't opt out at 12, then she'll get the ksuba at that point in time. That's Abai. Then comes on Rav, and Rav says the same as Akasha. Let's say this girl is entitled to a knas. Maybe she was a ones, mafata, what have you. And she's entitled to money, or her father's entitled to money. Now, if she is raped at the age of 10, so what's the din? She's entitled to money. But now, at 12, she opts out. Now you're giving her a knas? She's not entitled to knas. Right? So how does this all work? The Gemara answers, once again, lechi gadol. Okay. Well, today I want to work on, and I need you to really focus, because we're going to do some detailed work today. I want to work on, I want to take 2 minutes right now just to discuss briefly, I'm not going to get into it in depth, what is this halacha that deal you call limchos, and then I want to see the psak halacha and work on some rambos. Rabbo say, what's the logic, what is the rationale of Rabbi Yosef, Higdilu, Yecholim, Limchos. There are at least that I can think of three possibilities. At least three possibilities. Go ahead, John.
One is that even though they're converting with their father, that they can still go back.
I know. What? Why? 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 What's missing? Why does she get to walk away? Why does she get to walk away? Why? What? Okay. One possibility is this has nothing to do with Hilchos Geirus. Has nothing to do with Hilchos Geirus. It has everything to do with Hilchos Zachin. When we have a din of Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, and now, someone presents me the bottle of wine. And I get the bottle of wine and I say, I'm a recovering alcoholic. So this is not a schus to me. I don't want it. I am a teetotaler. So in such a scenario, I can do that. I can do what? I have a right to renounce the zechiah. Nothing to do with Gavis. And I gave you a Gemara. If you look at the Gemara Bava Basra, it's in brackets. Days two. If I give someone a matana, I write it without him knowing. The Amar Hala, and he says, I don't want it. Tough luck. Kana. You get it. Afilu omeid v'tzoveach. Even if you're screaming, I don't want it. Tough luck. Rav Yochan Amar, lo kana. No, you are not kone if you scream and say, I don't want it. Amar Rav Abba bar Momel below pli. And there's no machlokas. Kan b'tzavach me'ikara, kan b'shoisek me'ikara, ulebasov tzavach. Everyone agrees. If when someone writes you matana, there's zachlam shel b'fanav, and immediately when you become aware, you say what? Nothing doing. I don't want it. So what's the status? It doesn't exist. The other possibility is, the other says that the matana says kana is when you were quiet initially, and then afterwards you objected. That's too late. The fact you're quiet, shtika, is kehoda'a damia. So how might this apply to our sugya? What does it mean, higdili yecholim limchos? Because of zachin, now you have a right. Once she becomes a basda, she can do what? She can object. And now, if sha'acha, she did not object, then shuveni yecholim limchos. It's exactly the Gemara, Baba Basra. It's nothing to do with Geirus. It's halacha in zachin la adam shelo b'fanav. It's one possibility. What's the other possibility? Give me another possibility. That's hilchos geirus. What ingredient is missing in her geirus? What's missing is kabbalas ol mitzvahs. She's got, or he's got, the mila. She's got the tefillah. She doesn't have kabbalas ol mitzvahs. So she still needs that ingredient of Geus. And therefore, Higdilu, and she's not Mekabel O Mitzvahs, so that reveals that she was not a Geus in the first place. And therefore, she can opt out Midin, not Midin Zochin, but Midin Geus. Two ways to look at Rav Yosef's halacha. One is, it's a missing ingredient of the Geus. Another is, it's halachin Zochin la'adam shlobafan. Do we paskin like Rav Yosef? Do we paskin like Rav Yosef? Do we paskin like Rav Yosef? Machlekes. So if you look at the Rif in Masechas Yevamos, the Rif brings down quotes our Gemara. Amravuna gerkat ma bimosal das bezdin deschusulo vizachin la adam shlobafan veichavin la parfana b'hadikam la avos kam efker nichalei. Hanimili got the tongue time the surah of a cotton skusulot, period, end. That's all the riff records. What is missing from the riff's presentation? Rav Yosef. Presumably, therefore, what is the riff telling you about Rav Yosef? I don't hold like Rav Yosef. That is what comes out from the silence. The deafening silence of the Rif. And who makes this point explicitly? The Ritva. And if you see the Ritva says clearly, as far as Pesach Halacha, he thinks we pass on Rav Yosef. Even though there's a Kasha, Abai, and Rava on Rav Yosef, we're just clarifying Rav Yosef. We're just teaching up that when the Ksuv is going to come, when the Kna is going to come, it's Lichi Godla. However, and if we pass Rav Yosef, aval harif lo hevi ha Rav Yosef klal mashma demapik lemehilchasa, that Rav Yosef is not lahalacha, because Abai Verava and maybe even Rav Huna lo svirale kavase, they don't hold like Rav Yosef, because they're asking kashas, doesn't make any sense. Higdilu lo yechol limchos. Now, I'm speculating, but could someone suggest a Hezber HaMachlekes between the Rif and the Ritva? I'm speculating. Yes, John?
Yeah, it seems like the father or base will count as like the kid stops.
Okay, so what John and Tully want to argue is if you hold apotropos, what is apotropos? What's the most radical expression of apotropos? What's the most radical expression? It's yad apotropos ki yad yesomim dami. They become the baal dover. It's their geiris. They have full-fledged authority over the Geirs. And if that's how you learn it, so is he a Geir Gomor 1,000% Al Yedei HaApotropos? Yes. And therefore, is there an opt-out right? No opt-out right. Maybe that's the Shita of the Rif. Whereas, the Ritva argues that, yeah, Apotropos, Das Bezin, whatever, they have an authority to give, it's a schus. It's a schus, but it's not even absolute schus, perhaps, and therefore the katan, it's not they have full blown authority, apachopas veinasno av in the most radical expression, and therefore the katan can still opt out when he gets his time. Good pshat, I like the pshat, and we suggest a second pshat also. It's a good pshat. Second pshat. Maybe we could tola this on whether the opt out Higdili Chom Limchos is a din in Zachin, or is it a din in Geirus? If it's a din in Zachin, Zachin Lad Mishol Befanav says, the Gemara Bava Basra says, once you become aware, you have a right to opt out. That's how Zachin works. It's if it's in your favor, yes, they can do the Chalos for you, but if you are not interested, for you it's a Chol, you don't have the storage place, you're covering an alcoholic, what have you, you can opt out. So if you hold Zachin, midin Zachin, you can opt out. But maybe, is a din gevurah. Kabbalas ol mitzvah is a din gevurah. We already saw language in the Ritva. Is gevurah, is kabbalas ol mitzvah ma'akev?
No.
Maybe not. And maybe, is mila ma'akev gevurah? It's not a machlekes. Is mila ma'akev gevurah? The answer is, it depends. If you're a woman, it's not ma'akev gevurah. Why is it not ma'akev gevurah? Because it's a yefshar. So you know what else is a yefshar? Kabbalah sol mitzvah by a katan is a yefshar. So, whatever you can do, you must do. Is carbon ma'akev? It's not. If there's no base, it's not ma'akev. So, mila is not ma'akev by nisha. Carbon is not ma'akev, it's manazeh. And guess what? Maybe midin geiris, kabbalah sol mitzvah is ma'akev if you can. But if you can't, it's not ma'akev. And therefore, says the Rif, there's no halacha, v'dili chon limchos. You've done everything necessary, al das bezdin, to accomplish the geiris. Okay, that is all intro. That's not what I want to really discuss today. I want to get into what I consider to be a very, very juicy set of topics. I need you all to open up Rambams. Okay? Rambam, we're going to start with the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, 13:7. And I'm going to ask you a simple question. It's a baby question. All I want to know is, does the Rambam Paskin like the Rif or like the Ritva? That's all I want to know. Isurei Bia 13:7. Okay, here we go. You ready? Ger katan matbinos adas bezdin. Why? Sheschus hu lo. Meubereshin in his gaira, vitavla ein bina tzarek tvila. So far, so good. Let's say you were Tavel Lashem Geiris without Bezdin. Tavel Beino Levein Atzmo. V'nizgayer Beino Levein Atzmo. Afil Bifnei Shnayim. Eino Ger. In order to be a Ger, you need what? Bezdin. Adkan. Anything you want to share on this Rambam? Anything the Rambam is quiet about? Anything the Rambam does not say? Does the Rambam bring down Rav Yosef? He does not. Is it shocking to us that the Rambam doesn't bring down Rav Yosef? Is that a shocker? Why is it not a shocker? Because the Rif didn't bring him down. And who did the Rambam learn by? Who was his Rebbe? No, not at all.
Rich case.
Close.
His father.
His father, Maimo. And who was his father's Rebbe?
Riff.
The Ritz Geis. And who was the Ritz Geis' Rebbe?
The Riff.
Come on.
So, the Masoretic tradition of the Rambam is a direct line to the Rif. So it's no shocker that the Rambam indeed might paskin like the Rif. And the Magad Mishnah on the side notes this very clearly. He says, while the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef, but the Rif does not mention Rav Yosef, and the Rabbeinu, the Rambam, lo iskira. Why did he not mention it? V'nira shehem sarim dekem derabba v'abai ha'vamais v'alei lo ha'vesavri kavasei hilkach ein halacha kein. The halacha is not like the Rabbi Yosef. Pretty good. But then the Rambam, the Magad Mishnah says something amazing. You know what? But achar kach, as I was steiging in Rambam, Matsasi I found another Rambam. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud, Halacha, Gimel. So take a look there. The Magadish says, look over there. And this is what the Rambam writes. Ben Noach Shinizgayer. Ben Noach did what? He converted. Umol Vitava. Mila Vitvila. Ve'achar kach rotzo lachzor me'achore Hashem. And now he wants to do what? He wants to go back to be a guy. What's the din? Ain't shomen. No chance. Ella, yiyeh ki Yisrael l'chol davar. Once a Jew, you're a Jew. And we give him two choices. Stay as a Jew. Oh yeah, Reich. Or we'll kill you. It's up to you. I don't know if I'm Christians. He's a Jew. We're not. No, he can't go back. Bottom line, he can't go back. V'im haya katan. But if he was a katan, kishi hitbilu oso bezdin, and who converted him? Bez were matbil him. Yocho limchos b'sha'o sheyagdil. He can do what? He can retract. And then yiye ger toshav bilvan. He'll just be a ger toshav. He'll be a ger toshav. A ger toshav is a ben Noach who was mekabel upon himself to keep strictly the laws of ben Noach, and then he becomes a social member of the Jews of Israel, but not a Jew. He's not a Jew. One second. V'kevan shalom micha v'shaito. And if he did not do what? Object. Shuv eino memachem. If he didn't take that opportunity, he did yichol limchos, if he didn't object, then he cannot object, and hare hu ger tzedek. So Rabotai, I have a problem. What's the psak of the Rambam? I have two problems. I have many problems. But one of my problems is, you tell me what my problems are. What? Is it a steer in the Rambam? Yeah, kind of. It's a kind of a steer in the Rambam. One second. It's a kind of a steer in the Rambam, but even before you get to steer in the Rambam, before you get to that, what other question might you raise? Yeah.
Why do you let him put his cutter out?
A question, just think about, what do you know about the way the Rambam writes the Yad HaChazaka?
He's precise.
What else is he? Every chapter, every title. How many times does he typically present a given topic? One time. Where it belongs, wherever it belongs. Here, what did the Rambam do? He has in Hilchos Kedusha, in Yisurei Bia, he has a presentation of Ger Katan. Is that where? Okay, Ger Katan, Gevaldik, Yisurei Bia. He has a presentation, because here he talks a lot about the way, this is the discussion of Geirus. He discusses Geirus in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Yisurei Bia. So as part of the discussion of Geirus, this is what you have over here. But then he does it again in Hilchos Malach. So why does he present these dinim twice in separate locations in the Rambam? He presents Ger Katan twice. That's question number one. Why the duplicity? Question number two is, over here in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, what does he not mention? He doesn't mention. He did Chol Limchos, Rav Yosef. In Hilchos Malachim,
he does.
He does. So that's a curiosity as well. What's going on in the Rambam? If I might just pique your curiosity, I'm not going to answer these questions today, because I want you to work on this. Because I don't think you appreciate anything I say if you don't work on it. But I'm just going to throw out some other just points. In Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim, who's coming to be Megayer? A Ben Noach. I don't know what that means. What is a Ben Noach? Give me another term for Ben Noach. A guy. But he calls him a Ben Noach. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, who does he speak about? I don't know. The real discussion is in Yisurei Bia. So I don't know. I'm curious about that as well. His change of language to Ben Noach. And I have one more Rambam to share with you. And that is the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim, Perek Ches, Halacha Chaf. Yisrael Shetokaf Begoy Katan. You have Yisrael that seizes a goy. O Shemotza Tinok Goy. Or he finds lying on the street a baby goy. Vihitzbilo L'shem Ger. And he was titled him L'shem Geris, Hareza Ger. L'shem Eved, he's titled him L'shem Eved Knani, Hareza Eved. L'shem Ben Chorin, Hareza Ben Chorin. Any mention of Higdili Chom Limchos? No mention whatsoever. Very, very curious. I wish I knew what was going on in these Rambams. I wish I knew. I'm so, so deliciously stuck. But I have one more Mari Makom I want to share with you. And that is a Ran in Maseches Ksuvis, Dav Dalid, Amud Aleph, in the Dafe Harif. Directly on our topic. Dibur HaMasa L'Inyan Halacha. How do we paskin? He quotes the Rif. And the Rif doesn't mention Rav Yosef. And the Ran writes halfway through to the end, Umin HaTema Al HaRif. He brings Rav Huna, the low, heavy, hard Rav Yosef. He doesn't bring Rav Yosef. He brings the din of Ger Katan, he doesn't bring the din of Higdili Chom Limchos. Vekosav HaRamban Nachmanis. Lo Yadati Lama. Why did the Rif omit the din of Rav Yosef? Unless, says the Ramban, maybe, wild shita. Maybe, the Rif understood. When is there a din of Higdilu Yecholim Limchos? Dafka Shinizgairu Bonov Ubnosav Imo. Where's Rav Yosef in the Gemara? After what din? After which din? When the Gemara says we want to bring a raya from our Mishnah, that what? That there's a din of Ger Katan Mevi'al Das Bezdin. The Gemara says, no, Hachmai Eskinan, Bin Izgairu, Aviv, Imo. Now Rav Yosef says, Higdilu, Yecholim Limchos. So you know what the Ramban writes? You know when you have an opt-out? When you converted with your father. When you converted with your father, and now you become a bar mitzvah boy, I'm out. But that's not what the Rif was talking about. What was the Rif talking about?
Tolerance.
not awesome. Dafka, kirkatan mat bilnoso. Al das bezdin. Ah, if it's al das bezdin, says the riff, now you're stuck. Now you're stuck. Now you're stuck. You want out? There's no out. You're stuck. Wow. What does the logic of that? What's the logic of that? No clue. No clue. But that's what the Ramban writes. Sounds like all I'm throwing out, I don't know what is going on over here. But according to the Ritva, we pass on Rav Yosef. Where do we pass on Rav Yosef? Rashi, where do we pass on Rav Yosef? Everywhere! Ger Katan, Higdilo is a plural, whether it's Bezdin, whether it's the family, Yechailim Limchos. Says the Ramban, sounds like, there are two parshios of Ger Katan. There's two types of Ger Katan. There's Ger Katan Ayidei Bezdin, there's Ger Katan Ayidei Aviv. Ger Katan Ayidei Aviv, can you opt out? You can opt out. Ger Katan Ayidei Bezdin, can you opt out?
No.
You can't opt out. Interesting. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just talking words coming out of my mouth. I have no idea what I'm saying. But the Rambam brings the Hilchos Ger Katan in how many places? Two places. Two core places. Yisrael Biyah and Hilchos Malach. Maybe there are two parshas of Ger Katan. In one he mentions Yigdil Yecholim Limchos. In the other, he doesn't. What's going on? No clue. But I leave you for that to work on, figure out. Tomorrow morning, I'm looking forward to your chidushin to resolve the sugya and the svaras. Have an excellent day.